Welcome to Harvest with Sierra and Lee. We are excited to bring you a brand new series where we will be discussing all areas of womanhood with some of our dearest heroes.
And we know that this can typically be overused and undertaught, but hang with us as we take a deeper dive into a Proverbs 31 woman. And we can't promise that it won't sound cliche at times, but we are hoping that this series will bring a fresh conviction and a hunger to be everything that God has called us to be.
We hope you enjoy The Making of a Godly Woman, a work in progress. Welcome to Harvest. I'm Lee.
I'm Sierra.
We are so happy to be with y'all today.
So happy. And actually, we're so tired because we were with you guys yesterday 1,000 times, but none of it worked. And we had to re-record 100 times.
Yeah, so here we are.
For a third time.
Take three. We're going to get it right. And we have a great little not icebreaker.
No, we don't call them that anymore. That's so...
It's still last year.
So last season. This year, mm-hmm. It's called
Wouldn't You Like to Know?
We're trying to find like a way to...
We need like a chime or like a little jingle.
Put it in a button.
That's right.
We have a soundboard. That's why it sounds so good to you
we
guys.
We should sound so good today.
Should. So we're recording with our mics the right way.
Headphones are on.
Got computers on. We're doing the whole thing.
We got it all.
And... we have buttons on our computer, like on our
soundboard.
That sound like this. Really cool ones. And so we have one button that we erased and we're like, we need to fill it in with something like the, wouldn't you like to know?
Dun, 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 dun.
Like a game show. That's perfect. So our wouldn't you like to know for today is, what is something you should love, but you actually hate?
Yeah. You go first.
Oh, okay. I'll set the scene. Oh, there's a, so setting the scene, you're, just stepped out your car. It's hot. It's sandy. And you guessed it. It's the beach.
Ugh.
Hate that place.
I love that place.
Hate that place. You're supposed to love that place. You get beachy hair, beachy sun-kissed skin, your freckles show.
Beachy vibes.
Yeah, everything. You're like cold topo in hand, lawn chair, kids playing, building sandcastles.
All the good memories.
Horrible. Because guess what? It's time to wrap it up. You're heading to your car. Sand everywhere. Sand, bugs.
Oh, yeah.
Dirty ocean.
Yeah.
Stinky, hot.
Sweaty.
Hate it all.
Yeah.
Don't love it. I was telling my mom that today because this reminded me after we recorded it 100 times. Yeah. I was telling her how much I hate the beach. And she said, you know who else hates the beach? And you sound just like your grandmother.
Oh.
And I thought, what a wise woman.
She has a birthday that's the same as yours, right?
Yeah, we're born on the same day.
Maybe it's a June thing.
Beachy babes.
Beachy babes.
Hating it.
I love the beach.
No. I liked it in Mexico when I went, but...
Texas beaches aren't good.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
But like I said, I was high on love when I was in Mexico. And I'm not high on love when I'm in Galveston or Crystal Beach or... wherever other beach you can go to in Texas. I'm not high.
Okay, you want to know a beach hack that makes life a little bit easier with children?
If you tell me anything about baby powder.
Oh, it is.
No, it don't even work.
It does work.
No, I be baby powdering these. Nope.
You got to fill a sock, like a tall sock with baby powder. And then you get your kids out of the sand, you set them on the edge of the car, and then you just like poof, 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 poof.
Okay, I've never heard about it in the sock.
That's the trick.
You just like shake a little baby powder and wipe them off.
No, you got to fill it up and poof it on them.
Fill it up and poof it.
Mm-hmm.
I won't not be going to the beach anytime soon, but...
You know why I learned that trick? Because a park that we used to go to when we lived in a different town had a sand volleyball pit, and I hated it. I hated it so much because my kids were always getting so sweaty and then into the volleyball pit.
Yeah.
But I learned that hack on Pinterest.
Also, at my daughter's preschool.
Yeah.
Well, it's not really a preschool. She's in kindergarten, but... they have a sand pit.
We went to that preschool,
mm-hmm.
and Ian came home every day and would dump out his shoes in my car.
Yep.
like a bag full of sand.
At some point, I'm like, are y'all putting that? Never mind. This is not the point. I hate sand. I hate the beach.
Most people love the beach.
Yeah, you're supposed to.
And you don't like it.
You're supposed to, because Hollywood makes it seem like it's going to be so fun.
I know.
They're like, guess what? The beach. No.
There's like desserts. And stuff named after fun stuff on the beach.
Yeah, beachy hair waves. Nope. Yeah,
no. Okay. Well, I hate something that most people love.
Tell me.
Pizza. I hate pizza.
I love pizza.
I know. Most people do. I have a house full of men who love pizza.
Love pizza.
If they could choose one thing to eat every day,
yep,
it would be pizza.
Same.
Ryan loves pizza.
Same.
And I can't stand it. I'm like, if you're giving me marinara, you're giving me cheese, you're giving me meat, put it on pasta.
Yeah.
Don't put it on, put it on a piece of bread even.
Ew.
Don't put it on pizza crust. I don't, it's like the crust. I don't like it.
What are you doing with your bread? Just like a little white bread toasted up?
No. Like garlic bread.
Oh, okay. You know, I'm like, what do you mean?
Garlic bread, dip it in your spaghetti sauce. Yes,
like a cheese stick from Papa John's.
Nope. Yep. That's still pizza crust, I feel like, just filled with cheese.
It's so yummy.
Yeah. And then, okay, I have one more.
Okay, tell me.
My second thing that most people love that I hate is milk.
Yeah.
I hate milk.
Milk's the worst.
Milk is the worst.
I don't like it.
You don't like it either.
No.
There are people who love it.
Oh, yeah. I am married into a family of milk drinkers. Like, go outside, mow the grass, come inside.
No.
Huge glass of milk.
No.
Yeah,
that, love it. I know people like that.
Ethan does not drink milk like this anymore. So let the record show, I have taken that out of my husband. But he comes from deep, deep, deep roots of just,
you like, know what it is? You know why people love milk so much?
Propaganda.
You got it. Because I said it yesterday.
Well, also
the whole got milk
Got like, milk
thing was totally propaganda.
Yes. And do you know Emily Vondi?
No.
On TikTok or Instagram?
No. Uh-uh.
She's, yeah, you do know her. Okay, she's the hot mom summer, the naming
yes,
your.
Yes.
Okay. She did like a series where she just like played old milk commercials and was like, does this make you want to drink milk?
I know.
And it's like the most random.
All these athletes out there trying to get us to drink milk. Like, y'all don't drink milk.
Mm-mm.
You know who needs to drink milk? Baby cows.
Baby cows.
That's what my daddy told me.
That's right. Your dad didn't drink milk?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Good for him.
He drank buttermilk. That's where he... Ugh, it's that's a whole like, different story.
That's on his way to ranch.
I know.
that's a cousin of a sour cream. I know. That's, we put that in cakes to make them airy. No, thank you.
I know.
Sweet man.
He was really old. So, you know, old timers.
I'm telling you.
They do funky things.
Milk is, ugh.
Yeah, milk is gross. So nobody in my house drinks milk. We do buy milk, but we buy it raw and we use it in cereal or like to dip a cookie.
Yeah.
Baking.
Cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But never just to drink.
Oh, no. There's no milk drinking in my house. Mm-hmm. Not even like with my kids. Like, this is nothing about people whose kids drink milk out of sippy cups. I'm like, right on, sister friend. I just really grossed me out thinking about the potential of milk in a sippy cup. Really freaked me out. Yeah. So my kids didn't even drink milk.
Yeah.
And my pediatrician would always say, hey, do your kids drink milk? And I'd say, no, sir, they don't. And he'd be like, oh, do they eat dairy products?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, yeah, sometimes we have yogurt, cheese. He's like, oh yeah, you're Gucci then. I'm like, praise God, man. I'm like, they're getting what they need from other sources.
Yeah. If you feel passionate about milk, we can be best friends. Well, if you're passionate about not loving milk, we can be friends.
She means we're friends with all people who drink milk or do not drink milk. You can sit with us.
You totally can. I would just love to have a conversation.
Totally. We're totally going to grill you about your milk drinking, but please come to the table anyway.
Okay.
We'd love to be your friend.
So we hope you all feel more in the loop. Now you all know.
Okay. Also, you guys, I just got an email today from Anchor. And that's what we record our podcasts on.
Mm-hmm.
And on it told us that, so Spotify is where you should be listening. Goodbye, Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
You're so last year.
See ya.
Bye. It's Spotify now. Spotify is like doing the things. And they own Anchor.
Mm-hmm.
Spotify owns Anchor. And they just rolled out, for more interaction purposes, they rolled out Q&A while you're listening to the podcast. You can message us a question.
No way.
Yep.
Oh, I knew about the polls.
Yeah. So now, if you have any feedback, LOLs, anything, you're ticked about the milk, message us on Spotify, baby, because we'll get it through Anchor.
Mm-hmm.
It shows that our podcast is, it actually will help us overall. Yeah. It'll help with like ratings. It'll help with people finding our podcast if you interact with us.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're listening to this through Spotify, which also if you will listen through this, through Spotify, that would super help us.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if you want to interact with us in any way, Instagram always, but if you want it to count towards our podcast having
engagement,
like, yes, engagement, and Anchor and Spotify recognizing us as a podcast, interact with us.
Yeah, that'd be cool,
because we can grow in our categories.
Mm-hmm.
And then when people search anything like Christian womanhood, friendship, any of these tag words that mm-hmm. we have put in our description, then our podcast, our podcast will pop up.
That's cool.
Really cool. That's so really cool. You can message us about Spotify. All the things. I don't know why I was telling them that, but
I think it's good to know.
I don't even know why I said that. You're welcome.
It's just, you know, wouldn't you like to know? Part two.
Yeah. Also, we're really sorry if this is real mouthy.
Mouth noisy.
Mouthy and breathy.
It's okay.
It's probably better than our phones.
Totally. They stuck with us through a closet on phones, so.
You showed it. Okay.
Y'all are awesome.
Okay, so we got some really exciting stuff coming up, and that's mostly what we want this podcast to be about today, is like just a, hi, we're here, we're alive, we're excited, and we actually took some of this time that we haven't been recording to really ask the Lord to give us vision for Harvest, give us vision for like new episodes, what we want them to look like, what we want, what just like remind us of like why we do this, outside of like you guys reminding us, because we're so grateful for that.
Yeah.
But just the Lord giving us real purpose for the words that we say. We don't ever want to just be doing this for funsies, even though it is really fun.
Just
we love
fun.
Doing it. We just wanted real purpose and real vision, and we feel like the Lord gave that to us.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be starting something we've never done before, which is a series.
Yeah. Have we never done a series before?
We've never done a consecutive series. We've had a part one and part two, like because the podcast just happened to be too long. But we've never done an actual series.
Okay, well here we are.
Here we are. Tell us what it's about, Lee.
Okay, so we felt very strongly about doing a series or doing some episodes about just how to be like a woman of God, a whole woman of God.
A whole woman.
And we kept like those the word health kept coming up, but it was just, I think it's because it's so used in our culture right now, like mental health, physical health, financial
everything
health,
home health, health.
Home health sounds like
hospice.
But so we didn't want to say anything like that, but it's more about, and we don't want it to be like, we don't want this to sound like a your truth type thing.
Yeah.
So we took out health altogether and we're like, what is it that we are
actually
like,
getting at?
Actually getting at. And Sierra had this really beautiful picture about a puzzle.
Oh yeah. It was beautiful. I felt like a child.
No, I just love when the Lord gives us visuals because I think I'm visual. But basically, like, we have so many different aspects of life that contribute to our wholeness of, like, trying to learn about God and walk with God and being a woman of God.
Yeah.
And he really does have to be central to all of those things.
Yep.
It's not like we have God in, like, this pyramid of priorities. Like, God at the top. And then I'll focus on my, like, relationships. And then I'll focus on my, you know, thought life, and then I'll focus on my physical health, and then I'll focus on my marriage and my children. It doesn't like take priority like a stair, like down this pyramid, but it really is this like this thing that orbits everything equally orbits around God. And if he's not central in all of those things, then our priorities are probably off.
Right.
And we will feel unhealthy in a lot of areas.
Absolutely.
But we also kind of had like an eye roll moment.
Yeah.
Because we want to come to you guys with like not just what the Lord is doing in our hearts, because we know the Lord can speak like through so many different scenarios, but through actually his word.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, the Bible is our guideline for every aspect of life, every puzzle piece, if you will.
Every puzzle. That was the vision that the Lord gave me about this.
The puzzle.
Was a puzzle. Mm-hmm. So it's like Lee perfectly depicted it. It's like every aspect is like in my brain is like a puzzle piece making together a whole woman. Like, if you could be divided into puzzle pieces, it would be broken out into these things that we're going to talk about in the next
however many episodes.
Yeah. And we'll have like puzzle piece one, like financial health, puzzle piece two. That's not actually the order.
Yeah.
That's just what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Lee was just saying it like so perfectly. It's going to be the whole woman.
Mm-hmm.
And we definitely took it to scripture and we were like, eye roll.
Total. Where's the big eye? We need a
eye roll button. Wah, wah.
Okay, so if you have spent any time, a lot of time in like deep Bible Belt woman culture, I don't even know what to call it. Like,
if women you're a of woman the Bible and you've heard of God, then you've heard of this.
Yeah, so it's so funny because I don't talk to a lot of people about this being an eye roll moment for me. Sierra was definitely told not to talk to people about this being an eye roll moment on one part. But so it's like the only time I ever heard Proverbs 31 quoted.
And you all just rolled your eyes.
It was because it's like, it was a commercial on KSBJ. And it was always like kind of cheesy little like commercials.
Yeah.
And I was like,
it's like this. If you woke up today and you were a little bit sad, you know what I have for you? Proverbs 31. I want you to clothe yourself in dignity. Yeah. All right, get up. Get your day started. Go on, sister. And I'm like, get out of here.
I know. It's like, nothing about the way, it's just so cliche. That's what it is. It's just too cliche. It's overused in weird scenarios that don't even feel right or attainable.
Or like what the scripture actually says.
Or what it actually says. And so I spent most of my adult life learning how to walk with Jesus, never reading Proverbs 31. I just had it in my heart. I'm not going to read it.
And I spent most of my life since the time I can remember, like seventh grade, being told Proverbs 31 all of the time. Like, if you're going to be anything in this life, you're going to be a Proverbs 31 woman. Do you want to be anything in this life? Proverbs 31. You feeling sad today? Proverbs 31. You want to wear that outside? Proverbs 31.
You're like,
yeah. Oh, but Proverbs 31. You want to date? Proverbs 31. That was like my whole life. It's like, everything was like,
actually, and it had zero.
Thank you. It had zero appeal for me to want to be a Proverbs 31 woman. Mm-hmm. I was like, you say that to me again, I'm gonna be like a, I don't know, Revelation something woman. Okay, finna get wild up in here.
So we both had this like idea, like ugh, but. Honestly, it is like, it's the scripture that we're going to.
And the Lord is kind, and he said to us, get over yourselves, because my word is true, and it's wise, and it is not cliche.
And just for future reference, if ever there is a part of scripture that you're like, ugh, eye roll, probably need to read it, probably need to study it, probably need to get some wise counsel about it.
Yeah.
Because if it is a heart check, if there's something in you that's like, ugh, I don't like this, then maybe do a little digging and ask yourself, like, okay, if the God that I know is who he says he is true, and he is faithful, and he is merciful, and he is good, and he is all these things that we know him to be.
That's right.
And we don't feel like the scripture is lining up with any of those things, then we need to really do some digging and make sure we're understanding what the scripture actually says. Yes. So,
and just small caveat, because I'm on a roll now. If you happen to be wanting to look into some things, and you're like feeding yourself with lots of like scripture and Bible study and blah, 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 I would just like to give a small caveat that Instagram reels are not actual Bible study. Oh. I just wanted to put that out there.
That's for somebody.
That's been driving me nuts. I've been seeing a lot of that. We all be sharing something as long as it has the name of God in it. And that's actually, some of these people don't got it.
They don't got it.
They don't know. They ain't ever read the Bible either.
Yeah.
So, you know, take it to some wise counsel. Like Leon said, wise counsel, not on Instagram.
Reel. Instagram is never wise.
I don't know why that bothers me, but that was like, I just felt that in my soul. So how to share it.
That's awesome.
Things that people love that I hate, Instagram reels about God.
Totally. So there was like a time a couple years ago where I had said that out loud about Proverbs.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I cannot stand how cliche Proverbs 31 was. And it was just like a side conversation with somebody. But I sure enough went home and the Lord convicted me so badly.
Did they say anything to you? Were they like,
that person?
Yeah. Were they like, how dare you? Go read it.
No, I don't think so. It wasn't.
They had a chance.
I don't know. Maybe they should have. I don't even remember who I was talking to. I just know that I said it out loud.
Yes.
And then the very next day, the Lord was like, are you about to read Proverbs 31?
He's like, I'm going to take you to church.
I'm going to take you. It's not a commercial. It's not some women's ministry. It is like the word of me. So go read it. So I was like, dang it. Also in this time, my children had been begging for me to homeschool them. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no.
Oh, yeah. It was the fall of 2020.
The fall of 2020. That's right. I had been working. I had been laid off because of COVID. And all of my children were in school.
Mm-hmm.
And it was glorious.
Glorious.
Dropped them all off at 7:20 in the morning. Got home. I could clean. Mm-hmm. I could go work out. Mm. I could do whatever I wanted.
Mm.
Ain't nobody there to bother me. So they're like, Mom,
ooh, that's nice.
We really want to be homeschooled.
Like,
y'all have got to be kidding me. Like, do y'all remember back in March and April when they made us homeschool? Like, y'all enjoyed that? Sorry. But so I told them, I was like, I am not giving you a yes or a no until Daddy and I have prayed about it.
That's right.
Because if the Lord is not pushing us to this, I am not doing it, because it sounded like a train wreck. And so we had been praying about it. We're like, okay, Lord, like, and I was just real honest. I don't really want to do this, but if you want me to do it, then I'm going to need you to tell me. I need like some words from you. I need some guidance. I need some wisdom. And we have like a large homeschool community around.
Huge.
And none of them ever pushed me to it. Like, mm-hmm. they were all always like, so what are your plans for the school year? And I'm like, every semester, and this was with an honest heart, every semester we're like, we're praying, like, is this what we're going to continue doing? Do we go to private right. school? Do we stay in public school? Are we going to homeschool? And honestly, every semester we were giving that and asking the Lord, what do we do for our kids? And it was just about time to start having those prayers again. So yeah. it all worked out. And so I hadn't felt like I didn't get a word from the Lord about that yet. But as I sat down to read Proverbs 31 that morning, he sure enough did tell me,
okay,
you are responsible for teaching yes. your men,
and you
your
know
young
what?
Boys.
It's not even, if you have not read Proverbs 31, guess what? It's not just the Proverbs 31 woman. There is a whole part before it. So yeah. if you have not read Proverbs 31, now is the time.
I know.
Get your Bibles with us.
Get your Bibles out and turn those pages.
Flip.
31. So here's what I was reading that morning. And it starts with the sayings of King, I don't even know if I'm saying his name right.
That's all right.
Lemuel.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Contain this message which his mother taught him.
His mama.
Oh, my son of my womb, oh, son of my vows, do not waste your strength on women to those who ruin kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, to guzzle wine. Rulers should not crave alcohol, for if they drink, they might forget the law and not give justice to the oppressed. Alcohol is for the dying and wine for those in bitter distress. Let them drink to forget their poverty and remember their troubles no more. Speak up for the ones who cannot speak for themselves. Ensure justice for those being crushed. Yes, speak up for the poor and the helpless and see that they get justice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about as far as I got in Proverbs.
And that's Proverbs 31.
That's 1 through 9. That's as far as I got in Proverbs that day. And literally the only part that the Lord needed to show me was...
Which his mother taught him.
To the very end of verse 1.
His mama done told him. Because she's at home schooling him.
Yeah. And this was a specific thing from the Lord to me.
Absolutely.
This is not us
for me,
saying,
for you.
Yeah. This is not me saying you should be homeschooling your kids because no. Proverbs 31 says so. I had been asking the Lord for an answer, and that is the answer
right.
that he took me to out of my foolishness and pride. You know, he had to break that stuff down to actually get me to see what was important for me to know right then.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, I had this whole slideshow in my mind of like, oh, they are gone 8 hours a day. And they're like, I really send them to school to get educated on math and science and social mm-hmm. studies, history, all these things. But they're gone for 8 hours and they are picking up so much
yeah.
more. Like, if I am going to be responsible for teaching them like their morals and their values and how to have good character, and not just good character, but godly character.
Yeah.
How many hours a day do I get with them to
right.
ensure those things?
And that they're not already burnt out from school.
Yeah. And so it just felt like, okay, this is like the Lord's word to me. Like, nope, so, yeah. mother teaches them. And not just them, but like a mother teaching her son
yeah.
like how to be a good king.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, okay, I want my children to grow up and be really wonderful
yeah.
people of authority, you know, like of godly authority. So yeah, that is what I got out of it once I realized, okay, Proverbs 31
yeah.
isn't so bad.
She said 1 through 9. She didn't even read the cliche part.
Didn't even know that 1 through 9 existed.
All right, nobody did until right now when they was listening to this. I'm telling you, Proverbs 31.
Yeah.
Surprise.
So that was just a small little lesson that I learned. And we want to give, we've got like, we're going to use Proverbs 31. All of it, all the rest of it,
yes.
through the rest of the series.
We have, yeah, there's like parts of it that we have broken up to talk about things that we feel strongly in this moment about like different parts of womanhood that we feel deserve a little soft coaching.
Yeah.
Not because we're great at it.
No.
Not because of these things.
Like maybe the opposite.
Yeah. Yeah. We're learning too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think y'all, if anybody understands, it's you guys listening to this, that Lee and I never take a position of like, we know more than you or we're
yeah.
further along than you. We have never taken that. It's like in our intro, like
yeah.
we don't know anything.
Yeah,
we're always learning to teach you guys, and we're always learning because we want to learn as well.
Yeah. And we want it to be an encouragement. We want you, if you find yourself not in a community where you feel safe asking
mm-hmm.
questions that you think everybody
yeah.
else knows the answer to,
yeah.
we want to at least be that place where you're like, oh, I'm not the only one who rolls my eyes at Proverbs 31. Like,
yeah.
Not saying that's a good place to be, but we're going to get out of that place together.
Yeah. So some of the, if you will, the vision the Lord gave me, some of the puzzle pieces are going to be things that we've already said, like financial And we don't want to call it health, but that's what that's like an easy word for it. But we want the financial puzzle piece of womanhood to be like surrendered to the Lord. There's like physical, mental, like your marriage, parenting,
workforce, like how to work for the Lord.
And like even like in physical, we don't just mean like working out, but there's like so many caveats, like what we eat. Does the Lord care about those things? Mm-hmm. Does he care if you work out? Does he desire that for us? Mm-hmm. And there's like different caveats to each of these things that the Lord's like given us. And wouldn't you like to know they're all in Proverbs 31?
Yeah, it's like, okay, so don't fact check our theology too much here. We are not theologians.
No, we're not.
And so we're just like, we know that the Bible has guidance for each of these areas, each of the puzzle pieces, instructions for each puzzle piece. And so we're going to do our best to tie in what the Lord says about this woman in Proverbs to our lives.
Yeah, that's right. And we will, also, like we're going to be like doing some research and some studying too. So we're not just like going to open up Proverbs 31 and be like, guess what? She done said, you know, we always try to bring you something that's like, little factual, for that one time we give you a really bad quote. It was like by a president, and we thought it was in the Bible. Except for that time. In the future, we're gonna try to have a little
more preparation.
A little more preparation.
Thanks for being so patient with us.
Seriously, y'all are the best.
We're just learning.
So yeah, there's like just gonna be a couple of things that we want to hit on, and we're gonna have a series, and we are gonna have guests.
Okay, big plans.
We have huge plans for these guests. Like, we actually need to ask them today. We've asked two, but not all of them. And I mean, we're shooting for the stars here.
Totally.
Like big.
We just can't say any names because
we have
no confirmation.
But we have hopes.
Get your hopes up. That's
merch coming soon.
If you could like think about like one woman who's like touched all of our lives in such an impactful way.
Yep.
The way she parents, the way she's like been in ministry, been out of ministry, like her home.
Became a grandmother.
Yeah, like all of these things. Like if you could think of that one woman that you're like, I want 45 minutes of like time with her on a repeat.
Yep.
That I could like shoot a question into Spotify and ask or like respond there. Like who would I want to be that? Who would I want there in that moment?
You know who you're thinking of.
I know who I'm thinking of.
Me too, girl. Me too.
So we're going to make a big ask.
Huge ask. Like the biggest ask.
It's like nerve wracking.
Kind of.
But it's going to be great.
It's like, hi, we have a podcast. You've never heard of it. it's a small little thing. Could you come and share with us about, and we have like one specific thing we want her to talk about, like in a category. Yeah. Obviously she can say whatever she wants to say, and we're gonna be like,
thank
Siri's
you
pause to listen to her. Whatever she wants to say. But she's written a book on it, and I like we were just really excited. And so we have like huge plans, and that's just one. But the way we feel about all of these women that we have like hopes to come is like it's in the same realm. Like they're all huge deals. Like they know a lot about the things that we are hoping that they'll share about in the health categories and financial categories and marriage and parenting. Like these are women who we glean from because we love them, and we know that they are like wonderful sounding boards.
Yeah. Steadfast and faithful, and they love Jesus.
Yeah.
And we just want to share wisdom from them to y'all and for ourselves selfishly too. I'm like 100%. Super looking forward to it.
100%. And we've had some feedback from some of our college students that you either are on the fence, like you love that we talk about like parenting and marriage and you get to learn from those things, or you're like on the other 50
like
side.
A little something else.
Yeah. You're like, well, I'll listen to this when I'm a mom or when I'm in this stage of life. So we heard your feedback and
we say thank you.
Yes. First, thanks. Gracias. We are going to have, our hope is to always have like a college student to bring in on these things, on these different categories, because we know how important that is for you guys. But also like we love to get to hang out with these girls.
Totally.
And so we thought that'd be really cool and a good way to like honor everybody's requests.
Yeah. Wherever
so
you are.
We'll have different representations for womanhood.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be so much fun.
So cool. I'm really excited.
I'm like already, I've got like so many ideas that we haven't even talked about yet, just like streaming through my brain right now.
She's like, creativity.
I know. I'm like, I gotta get this written down.
I am really excited.
It's gonna be fun.
And it's our first series, and we took some bomb pictures. Like, we're coming to you guys ready for this new season.
Yes.
Like, even though season 4 was 2 episodes, we coming out with season 5. We coming out with season 5.
Oh,
we're coming out with new pictures.
Yep.
I'm talking bombshell. Lee, I was out there. They're like, snap, 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 taking her picture. And I was like, yeah, you cutie.
Mm-mm.
They're so good, you guys. I cannot wait to drop them on Instagram.
They are fun and they are good. And we had such a fun time. But can I just tell you right now, Sierra has 500 different smiles. She has a smile for every emotion. She's mad. Stop. She's got a smile. She's sad. She's still got a smile. She's surprised. Smile.
Smile.
She's bored. Smile. They're all different. You know what I realized?
She's in pain.
Yeah,
smile.
Do you know what I realized about my smile? It's the same.
She has one.
One smile.
She literally was like, well, here's the thing. I had braces growing up and I hated my teeth. But I hated my teeth. And so I learned how to soft smile.
Mm.
It took practice.
Mm-hmm.
I learned how to keep my lips closed mm-hmm. and smile so that my face still looked nice. And I only saved my big, big, big smile for right when my braces got off. Lee only has her cheerleading smile.
It's only one smile.
It's the big, but it's like the best smile, first off.
Well, thank you. I practiced it a very long time.
And she has the best cheekbones. Okay. These pictures are so good.
So good.
So good.
If any of y'all have like a smartwatch that measures your stress levels through the day,
stop.
Mine does. And I took a screenshot of it.
She did.
Of my app after that. And I'm like, look at all of the red and orange. It's right from 12:30 to 3, right when we were taking
pictures. Right when we were taking pictures.
Was
she
no
was so
rest.
Hot multiple times. She was like, I'm so hot. I'm sweating. I'm like, you are so hot, first no. off. And secondly, ooh. We'll turn the fan on.
Yeah, turn the fan up.
And I was like in extreme pain, but we smiled through that.
Yeah.
And those pictures look so good. So when I tell y'all.
Can we shout out who it is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
it's
listen.
Sierra Winslager.
She is amazing.
Sierra Julianne Photography.
She booked us a studio.
And it was so cute.
And so fun.
So fun. And she did
she
a
made
great
it so
job.
Fun.
Yeah. And
she's the best. If you need family pictures, she is like, go to her. We've got so many wonderful friends that do photography.
So
but
many.
Personal experience with Sierra after this, I highly recommend.
Yeah, it was really good.
She's got talent. She's got skill. She's got photoshopping like magic.
Yeah. That I told happens. Lee it was kind of like a test run. For my family photos.
Oh, for
I was
sure.
like, if I really love these photos, we were like literally in the bourbon pulling out. Okay. And I was like, if I like these family, like these photos, I'm going to hire her
it.
For family photos because.
So Sierra, you're on notice. You just got booked.
Yeah. I'm like,
again.
if I like them, we finna go hard in the paint with my kids. And guess what? They were so cute. And I was like, yes, please. But I don't think I want outside pictures.
I like inside.
I'm like, can you do another, Sierra, could you do another studio session for families?
Like hit us back on.
Yeah, like just Spotify. Book a couple hours and Ethan and I will take like a 30-minute to 45-minute session, please. Thank you.
Oh, that would be fun. A mini session inside.
In a studio.
A studio.
Yeah, not. I don't have to be hot. My hair is not melting. My kids
yes.
are not ticked.
Your makeup's not dripping off. Oh.
Sierra.
That's a good idea.
Please do that. She listens to this podcast.
That's a really good idea.
Multiple times, yeah. actually. Okay. So before we wrap up, we just wanted to make sure that like we had like a little something to feed your soul today.
Yeah.
And Lee, well, after her Proverbs 31, feed your soul. Now she's going to feed your soul with a little something else.
A little extra conviction.
A little something. I would like to title it before she says anything. This is a sermon series, a mini sermon series called The Weakening of a Man.
Oh, The Weakening of a Man.
Isn't that good?
Yeah, that was good. She just came up with that.
Just right now?
Just right now. So when we were talking, we were like prepping. This is the third time we've done this podcast. And so it's been a little different every time we've recorded it. So
this is the best one so far.
So far. No batteries have died. Microphones are in the right spot.
I didn't call anybody a hoe.
That's
a good time.
Whoa. You had to bring it in.
Had to.
Here we go. So this part, we didn't actually talk about this part yesterday because it hadn't happened. Like
no.
It just, the situation.
This is real life.
Real time, real life conviction from the Lord. And I just, you know, learn from me, okay? Learn mm-hmm. from my mistakes. And
I'm going to take notes.
Get your pens and paper out.
Title series, The Weakening of a Man.
Yep. So that is not my goal, but y'all, I be doing it sometimes and I don't mean to. I really, really don't. I really want to be a wife who is submitted to her husband and who wants him to take the lead and everything. Like, I will say that. I will say it from the microphone.
That's right. And he listens.
And you know what? He is a wonderful leader.
That's right.
Excuse me. But this morning, He went to go handle some business.
Mm, without like a man does.
Like a man. He's on his day off, but he's going to handle business.
Mm, preach.
And we're doing like a miniature homeschool thing because it's like the beginning of spring break and nobody wants to do anything. So he goes out early, handles business, calls me, and he's like, all right, I got it done. And I'm like, great, how'd it go? He's like, it went good. This, and this. And I was like, oh, what? That's not right. Mm-hmm. And he was like, what do you mean that's not right? It's right. It's okay. And I'm like, I'm panicking. I'm like, because it's not what we talked about. It's not the plan. Like, I don't do
you
well.
Deviated.
And if Ryan knows anything about me, I am not spontaneous. Like, plans change and I'm like,
okay. Why?
Yeah. I like try so hard in our ministry and our work and with like my volunteer, like when I'm coaching, I'm like, flexibility is our motto. At home, flexibility is not our motto.
You're like, you leave flexibility at the door. In here, structure, schedules.
Yes. And it feels like this is my space that I can have structure and schedules. Mm-mm. So Ryan deviates from the plan this morning and I'm teary.
Yeah.
I'm teary, panicked, and ticked, and flustered.
Yeah.
And he can hear it in my voice. And I didn't say anything mean, but I was just like,
which, first off, why? Proud of you.
Thank you. I was like, why would you do that? What were you thinking? And trying to be, I wasn't trying to be anything. I was just saying, like, why would you do that? What are you thinking? And he was like, I just think that it'll be fine like this. I'm like, but what makes you think it's going to be fine like that? Like, what was the thought process?
Explain it.
Help me understand what you're thinking. He was like, I'm just telling you, you don't need to worry about it. It's going to be okay. And I was like, I'm very much worried about it. Actually, you telling me not to worry about it doesn't actually make me not
worry.
That
elevated it, actually.
Yeah. I'm like, oh. And I'm seriously, guys, tears running. I'm like so frustrated because he didn't do what we said he was going to do. And so he was like, we'll just talk about it when I get home. It's not a big deal. I'm like, okay, love you, bye. And then I'm like, I got to take a shower. I'm like, do I go on a walk?
Wash that off.
Like, yeah. I'm like, I got to refresh here. I got to reset. And so I'm in the shower. And y'all, I didn't even wash my hair. I just got it. I'm so like flustered. I like washed my body, shaved all the things, like washed my face, got my hair wet, got out and was like, I didn't even wash my hair. I got to get back in the shower. I had to get back. I'm like, my brain is not working.
You're like, mm-mm.
I was in another world.
We deviated, brain gone.
That's right. Ultra panic mode. And can I just also preface, this is not a life and death situation.
No.
It is just simply a decision that he made that I was not a part of.
Yeah.
Also caveat, 100% okay.
100%.
Like, as the leader of our household, that is your
Sometimes
right.
Sometimes it says you got to make these decisions.
That is his right. That is his job. That is his duty.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm like, okay, Lord, what do we do? What are we going to do? Like, is there a way that we can, like, does this need to be fixed? Do I not need to worry about it? And the Lord just so, like, softly spoke to my heart. These are the things that add up. Like, you, these little bitty, like, comments that you make of, like, what are you thinking? Or why did you do that? With that tone and that attitude and this type of, like, concern over a decision that he made, that, like, stuff stores in his mind. And you're going to create a bank of doubt.
Instead of banking on the yeses, you're banking on the doubts.
Yeah, I'm banking on doubts and it's going to add up. And so then when I do expect him to be the leader of our house and make the big decisions and I'm for you and I support you and this is all that I'm telling him to do, he's got this whole bank of doubts of like, well, the last time I made a decision, you were like, what were you thinking?
You're like, you unpanicked, wash your hair. He's like, I don't know.
And so I was like, great. Okay. I got to apologize. Lord, forgive me. Like, I'm such a stupid woman sometimes. And then I'm like, you know what? Thank you. Thank you that is his responsibility and not mine. I have other responsibilities that are in my job, you know, description of being a wife and mother. And he doesn't have those. And I don't have his. And I don't want his.
Yeah.
I don't want to carry his burdens. And I don't want him carrying mine. We can be helpmates to each other, but I don't want to take the full load of that. So that's on him. Thank you, Lord. And so we got home and one of our kids was in the room. And as soon as they walked out, I was like, I'm so sorry for the way that I talked to you on the phone. And he was like, no, I'm sorry. I'm like, don't be sorry. Like, you do not need to apologize to me. You did what you thought was right. And I just told him straight up. I'm like, I don't want you banking doubt in your mind.
Yeah.
When you take the lead and make decisions. Like, I don't want to be that wife who like comes underneath or from behind that is like in your ear.
Yeah.
Okay. Which leads me to another Proverbs, if you don't mind.
Tell them.
Okay, y'all. Proverbs got all the sayings for us. I'm going to scroll over here down. So Proverbs 15. Proverbs 27:15. A quarrelsome wife is as annoying as constant dripping on a rainy day. Stopping her complaints is like trying to stop the wind or trying to hold on to something with greased hands. The version I read yesterday is like trying to hold on to olive oil.
Can you? Nope.
No, it's not possible. And so I'm like, okay, that is the exact opposite of what I want to be. I want to encourage my husband, especially if it's not life or death stuff.
Right.
Like, you can make the decisions for this stuff. Like, you're the man of the house. You're the leader. This is your role and responsibility and privilege and honor. Like, this is for you. Like, you do it.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want him to bank doubts. So that was my lesson. That was my little, like, kick in the rear from the Lord this morning.
Yes.
Like, don't be whispering doubts in your husband's ear, because they build up. We want them to be confident leaders.
Yeah. And if you are the one that's always having to make sure your nose is in it before a decision can be made, then your husband's not really the leader of your house.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Like,
if your husband has to run it by you every time he needs to make a decision, guess what? You are the leader of your home.
Yikes.
And it's not the godly order.
Yeah.
But that we're not saying that you should not talk about things with your spouse.
Totally.
Husbands should talk to wives. Wives should talk to husbands.
Yeah. There is like a help and a partnership in this.
Mm-hmm.
The ultimate responsibility is going to fall on one of two parties for different situations.
That's right.
And so we just want to be sure that our husbands are supporting us in the ways that we, like, what our responsibilities are, and that we as wives are supporting them for their responsibilities.
Yeah.
And
that's right.
Yeah. What I did this morning was not supportive.
No, but you immediately, like, you did all of the right things. Like, had the fleshly freak out, right? Mm-hmm. That's not wrong. It's not wrong that you freaked out. So you took it to the Lord immediately.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't sit on that for a few days. You said, nope. Took it to the Lord. The Lord gave you an answer.
Yeah.
Which, thank you, God. You heard it. You obeyed it. And then you made it right. You went to Ryan and you said, no, you're not going to apologize to me. I'm apologizing to you.
Yeah.
Because I was up in your Kool-Aid and I didn't need to be.
Yeah.
You know? And so I think that's right. I think that's a right on word. I think what your word was actually right. And I think your display of what happened is also a word. So it's like a double word. Boom, first boom. Word, don't weaken a man.
Yeah.
Build him up. Have his bank full of yeses. No, I'm just kidding. Have his bank full of
support.
Yes.
Like,
not questioning,
I trust you.
Him.
Yeah, yeah. Trust.
You built him up. He is strengthened by you and from the things that you say to him about him and when he is not around.
Mm-hmm.
And also, when these situations arise, there is a right way to handle it. And that is the Lord.
Yeah.
And then obeying what he says.
Totally.
And then making it right.
And I'm still sitting here on this side of it thinking I would have handled it differently.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not saying, like, we have to even agree on all of the things. Like,
right.
But if we disagree, we submit that to his authority.
Yeah. And whatever happens, you'll figure that out when it comes.
That's right. Yeah. And the Lord's with us. And I think the Lord will honor, like, the relationship and the roles. And
that's right.
And that, because he's good. He's faithful.
He is. And he also wants to teach us about being a Proverbs 31 woman.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go, you guys.
No more eye rolls.
Rolled my eyes. Just because she said so.
All right. So we will talk to you again real soon.
Yeah.
We're hoping to be on a roll here.
This is the start of a snowball.
That's right. It's just gonna get bigger and better, baby.
Bigger and better.
All right, we'll see you on the other side. Hey y'all, thanks for joining us on Harvest, and don't forget to subscribe on Spotify so you're always up to date.
And come hang out with us on Instagram, because you know we're always having a good time. And as always, thanks for listening.